This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent, vs. Isaiah Golson, Appellant, decided November 19, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, number ED11875. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis First. Cause number 1922 CR02109001. Isaiah Golson, Honorable Brian L. Hettenbach, Appellant, filed November 19, 2024. Introduction, Isaiah Golson, Defendant, appeals his conviction of one count of involuntary manslaughter, one count of assault in the first degree, and two associated counts of armed criminal action. He raises several claims of error, violation of the Double Jeopardy Clause, racial discrimination in the state's peremptory strike of a juror during voir dire, admission of a witness identification through a tainted photographic lineup procedure, and exclusion of evidence of a victim's previous act of violence against another party unrelated to the incident at issue. We affirm. Background. The state charged defendant with murder in the first degree assault, and two counts of armed criminal action, for events taking place on June 9, 2019. The Trial 2 Court conducted a trial in January of 2023, which ended in a mistrial. A second trial took place in July of 2023, at which the jury heard the following evidence. Victim 1 was a car mechanic who worked on cars at his residence, where he lived with his fiance, Victim 2. On June 9, 2019, a young man called Zay, later identified as defendant, and his mother, came to the residence to talk to Victim 1 about a 2008 BMW that Victim 1 had repaired. Victim 1 had also loaned his and Victim 2's personal vehicle to defendant and mother while he was working on the BMW. The victim's personal vehicle was damaged when defendant and mother returned it, and Victim 1 wanted payment for the damage in addition to payment for the repairs on the BMW. Victim 1 asked Victim 2 to go to the BMW and start it. As Victim 2 was walking toward the vehicle, defendant snatched the keys from her hand, got into the car, and started to drive away. Victim 1 jumped through the driver's side window and was hanging through the window as the car backed into the street. Victim 2 ran into the street to assist, jumping through the passenger side window. Mother came and grabbed Victim 2 out of the window, and they struggled briefly. Victim 2 ran toward the house, turned back to look at Victim 1, and saw defendant shoot Victim 1 multiple times. She turned to run toward the house, was shot, and fell to the ground. A park ranger who was on duty at a park across the street heard the gunshots and saw two cars leave the scene, a gray BMW and a white Dodge Charger. Victim 2 spent about 3 weeks in the hospital recovering from the gunshot, which had gone through her lung. 2 days after the shooting, a detective, visited her in the hospital and asked her to view two photographic lineups. She identified defendant as the shooter and mother from the lineups that day. 3. The jury convicted defendant of the lesser included offense of voluntary manslaughter of Victim 1, first degree assault of Victim 2, and two associated counts of armed criminal action. The trial court sentenced defendant to 21 years imprisonment. Discussion defendant does not contest the sufficiency of the evidence to support his convictions. He raises 4 arguments on appeal. In point 1, he argues the trial court abused its discretion in denying his motion to dismiss the charges against him and conducting a second trial because there was no manifest necessity to declare a mistrial in his first trial. Thus, the trial court violated defendant's right to be free from double jeopardy. In point 2, defendant argues the trial court clearly erred in overruling defendant's Batson 1 challenge to the state's peremptory strike of juror 26, a black venue person. In point 3, defendant argues the trial court erred in denying defendant's motion to suppress and in admitting victim 2's identification of defendant because the photographic lineup procedure was unduly suggestive and inherently unreliable. In point 4, defendant argues that the trial court erred in excluding evidence that victim 1 had been in a violent dispute over payment for repair services on another person's vehicle 10 days prior to the shooting, because it was relevant to show victim 2 may have conflated that dispute with the one involving defendant and mother. Point on defendant argues his retrial in this matter violated the double jeopardy clause because he did not acquiesce to the trial court's declaration of a mistrial in the first trial and because there was no manifest necessity for such declaration. We disagree. First, Batson v. Kentucky, 476 U.S. 79, 1986. Four defendants' first trial began on Tuesday, January 3, 2023, and was submitted to the jury on Friday, January 6, 2023, at 12.